BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We've got Real or No Real with Alice Levine. How do you deal with photos of your ex and their new partner wearing your clothes? And it's Bumble Air Wednesday, 2 days to Radio 1's big weekend.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio.
1.
Right, we were just saying it's the Olympics really soon, and absolutely no sign of Sandy yet. I thought she'd be sniffing around by now.
Yeah. You would think a whiff of the Olympics and she'd come running.
Hello, I'm there. But nothing as yet. I reckon she's going to surprise us all. David Guetta, Emily Sandé, What I Did for Love on Radio 1. Justin Bieber before that with Company.
Well, if it's not Sandé this year, then who is it?
It's going to be a new one.
Well, there's always one artist that ends up dominating all the montages, opening ceremonies. That's the one, isn't it? You want to look at who's performing at the opening ceremony.
Have a look. Do we know yet?
No. Oh, it's got to be surely Pitbull.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Although he did one of the football ones not that long ago, didn't he?
He did. I would book Pitbull, though, wouldn't you? 100%
yeah, classic opening ceremony kind of act.
Yeah. So we're on till 4 o'clock today. Alice Levine a bit later on with Real or No Real. Be nice to see Alice after what we said about her the other day.
We didn't say anything bad.
Nothing bad, just that she brings her own avocado and salmon to hotel breakfast.
What's that about?
I know. We'll discuss all this later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
A lot happened on yesterday's show. Steve Backshall was here. Very powerful sprayer. I would say the biggest squirter we've ever had on Inyo the Bingo.
Mate, easily. It was...
He's been practising.
It was mad at one point. So he went right in my face for the first one.
He was all up in your face.
And then the second one, it was mad. It's like he did it with such force, I expected to feel almost pain.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I sort of look around, there was this mist around. It was like going through a rainforest or something. It was very odd.
It was, he's obviously been practising in the mirror at home.
Yeah, that or watching too many whales.
Yeah. It was like he had his own blowhole. That's one. But it was actually like the Amazon in here yesterday with Steve Batchel. If you want to see the video, is it on Big Telly? Oh, on BBC iPlayer. Go to the Radio 1 channel. Why not treat yourself tonight? I mean, you'll probably be watching Britain's Got Talent, but let's be honest, it's not the best this year. So instead, Innuendo Bingo. Get it on the Big Telly tonight on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah.
Some of the talent on this year's show.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the other idea. Even if you want to watch the show, watch that show. And if you do feel that there's an act coming on which you think is a bit of a joke, whack on the iPlayer.
Yeah, simple to do. Things with Steve Batchelor, he is so lovely. But also, he makes you feel very... Like, he kind of lulls you in, doesn't he? With that smooth voice, that kind of soothing voice. He made a spider walk across my hand yesterday. This is someone that's absolutely terrified of spiders.
But you trust him.
I do trust him.
That's the key with him. He's got this character about him that just makes you trust him. You trust his dominance of a situation.
I think it's the voice. It's like, hey, I'm Steve Backshall. Eat this. Or what is it? Just eat it. And you would.
Oh, if he told you to do anything, I truly believe you would do it.
Well, he did yesterday. He's like, it's fine. Face your fear of spiders. Here's a really poisonous one. Before you know it, it's in my hands.
That's what I mean. He could blindfold you and just tell you to put out your hands and you would do it, wouldn't you? And
go on, Scott, it's fine. Okay, then, Steve, I will.
Snakes and anything.
Yeah. Oh, I had a dream about that spider last night.
Did you?
Walking across my hands, yeah. Tiptoeing across my hands.
I thought the most intimidating thing about the spider he brought in was that it was called Rosie.
Yeah.
Because when you give something such a friendly name, it immediately makes it scarier.
Yeah, not friendly. I also liked that when he opened up the kind of glass box that Rosie was in, and you went, so could she jump out any minute? He went, oh, yeah. But it's fine. Come on, eat this. Not the spider. So, Inyo da Bingo with Steve Backshall from yesterday. It was great. Let's start with a clip from Deadly 60. It's Steve Backshall. Now, Steve, I know technology has moved on, but I really wasn't expecting you to put the camera here.
We always want to try and bring you with us wherever we go. Now, obviously, with a camera that's that size, it isn't always so easy. But luckily, modern cameras are so small, so rugged, so tough, that they can be fixed pretty much anywhere. Onto a plane, a train, a bike, a kayak, even onto my helmet.
Now, that took Chris's breath away. That doesn't normally happen, Steve, so... That is excellent.
Where'd you find that?
You went, that's how much it shocked you.
I've never felt spray like that.
Get this video in your life. Smooth, comforting Steve Backshall on the Radio 1 iPlayer. On BBC iPlayer, on Radio 1 channel. Go and watch it tonight on Big Telly. It's really good.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
so much reaction to what we were talking about on yesterday's show. Mm. When you split up with someone, but you leave some of your stuff at their place. Or, even worse, when you then see photos of their new partner on social media wearing your clothes that you left at theirs.
I mean, it's pretty low. It's happened to us all, though. I think we've all been in this situation.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of jumpers. I'm like, hang on a minute, they're mine.
I asked you this yesterday. I can't remember what the answer is, but who wears it better in your situation?
I told you yesterday, me.
Oh, you, yes. Sorry to bring that up again.
Here are just some of the messages we got yesterday.
My ex gave me a teddy, but it had a message to his previous girlfriend on the label. Talk about recycling presents.
Oh.
You see, that's a different thing, I think, because that's just pure laziness, isn't it? That's a mistake made by the ex.
Surely you would see the label as well and be like, oh, that's the wrong name.
I reckon you just thought it was what came with the teddy. It made the teddy look a bit more posh.
Yeah.
Cos label, and then it's only when you flip the label over, it's like, there's a different name on there.
I'm saying that was very hastily wrapped as a last-minute present. It's like, I haven't got her anything. Quick, wrap this up.
Here's the other way you can go wrong with recycling teddy bears, is if you've bought a teddy for an ex-girlfriend and the teddy is actually called the same name as your ex-girlfriend. You know, there's those certain types of teddies? Those beanie ones. They've all got a different name, right?
What, the teddy is called the name of your girlfriend?
Yes. So I've done this in the past. I've bought a teddy for a girl which had the same name as the teddy. So obviously you want to be very careful with recycling those kind of things, because it doesn't take much research on the actual beanie to find out the name.
Got you. That is a rookie error, that, isn't it?
That's a warning out there.
What about this one?
I was seeing a guy for a while and I thought he was about to make things official when he started to ghost me. Next thing I see, he's in a relationship on Facebook and his new missus was wearing my jumper. Love you, Amy Chelmsford.
When he started to ghost me, what does that mean?
I assume that means he's gone a bit quiet.
Right, okay. That's
you know what
great.
I mean? It's like, you know that point when you started seeing someone, you start to think, I get the impression they might not be keen.
I really like that new phrase. It's like, I've never heard that.
You know, like, if you say to someone, shall we meet next week? And they're like, do you know what? I'm really busy with work. And you go, well, what about the week after?
Yeah.
Like, still busy at work. Yeah. And then you realise, we're now talking like 3 or 4 weeks in advance and you still can't find time.
Yeah, I think you might be ghosting me.
You're ghosting me.
It's really good, that.
Kate from Leamington Spa here. Scott, in a breakup, my boyfriend got 2 cushions that I bought. He moved in with someone else, and during my social media stalking, his new girlfriend had her head on my cushions. Oh. She's now with a new bloke, and she must have got said cushions in their breakup, because I still, for some reason, look at her photos, and her new bloke has his head on my cushions now. I realise this story makes me sound a bit weird.
Yes, it does, Kate.
It's well good.
Your cushions have really done the rounds.
But also, she's not just looking at the ex-boyfriend on Facebook. She's now looking at the ex-boyfriend's, not just old girlfriend, but the current girlfriend. This is like 3 generations apart or something.
She's going through hundreds of photos on Facebook just looking for the cushion ones.
Like, it's
there they are again.
It's become a life event for her, just tracking where the cushions are.
So hang on, he got the cushions, then moved in with someone else. Mm. New girlfriend had head on cushions. Now she's taken the cushions and her new bloke has his head on cushions.
I think it's one of those kind of situations. The cushions are moving further and further away.
Yeah, this is so good. And it does make people seem a little bit unbalanced and weird, which I'm enjoying.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
We're talking about possessions you lose in a relationship and how weird it is and that strange feeling you get when you see your ex, or even worse, their new partner, using your stuff, wearing your hoodie, or your trainers, or using your cushions. We've had so many messages on this. Here's some more.
Hi, Scott and Chris. My ex was going to propose to me with an old ring he gave to his ex-girlfriend before me. Needless to say, that relationship didn't last long. Kirsty, Aberystwyth.
Oh, wow. I wonder how she knew it was an old ring.
Yeah. I mean, again, I worry about the engraving on it, perhaps. If you are going to re-gift rings, check the inside.
Maybe that's how she found out.
Mm. It's that, or even more bizarrely, Scott, he may have even said it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I was going to give this ring to my ex-girlfriend.
Why would you ever say
but
that?
But you're the real chosen one, so I'm going to give it to you.
Boys get that really wrong sometimes. It's like, no, don't say that. That's a really wrong thing to say.
Scott and Chris, the first time I stayed with a new boyfriend, he said he'd got me a toothbrush, which seemed like a really romantic gesture, until I realised it had been used. When I asked him, he admitted it had been used before. By his previous girlfriend.
Yes.
Claire, in York.
Awesome.
Now,
that's brilliant.
There's so much to talk about here.
That's just so, so good.
Firstly, when presented with a toothbrush by a new boyfriend, who thinks, what a romantic gesture?
Well, I suppose it's because she's staying over. It's great that he's put in preparations.
Oh, you shouldn't have a toothbrush. How romantic.
Mm.
Thing is, though, I'd want to see that come fresh out of the packet. I would.
Yeah,
I'm not being presented by a toothbrush that's not out of the packet, because I'm like, well, that's probably been used before.
Also, similar to last caller, he's clearly made a mistake in how he's described why the toothbrush has been used. I mean, say anything else. Say you used it on the cat or something.
Yeah, like, say you like clean your sink with it or whatever. Oh, no, don't say that. But you know what I mean? Don't ever mention a previous.
I think even that would be better than saying, actually, it was my ex's toothbrush.
Why do blokes just not know the right thing to say? Like, anything else would have been fine as an excuse.
But because people are often told, always tell the truth. And sometimes, let's be honest, that's not always the best.
Now, this next one is really mad. This person may not seem normal to you, but I wanted to speak to them. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Tell me everything.
I was going out with my ex for 3 years. And we bought a kitten in that time.
Yeah.
When we broke up, the cat was about two and a half. I was moving into a one-bedroom flat, so it wasn't fair to take the cat with me because it was an outdoor cat. So I left it with my ex's capable, or not so much, hands.
Okay.
And when a couple of months later, when I was stalking the ex's new girlfriend on Facebook, appeared a cat, my cat, as a kitten, as her profile picture.
Right. Oh. But she wouldn't have known the cat when it was a kitten, would she?
No, because it was my cat when it was a kitten. She only knew it as a two and a half-year-old cat. Right.
Now, what has annoyed you about this? Because you must have expected that the ex-boyfriend would meet someone new and therefore the cat would be involved. Is it the fact that the cat is the profile picture and that you think the new girl is now claiming the cat as hers?
Yes, this is it, exactly.
Got you.
And if it had been a picture of the cat as he was then...
When she met him.
That's different.
Yeah.
Claiming it that she knew it as a kitten when he was all a big ginger fluffball, then that's not cool.
She didn't even know that cat then. She had no knowledge of it.
No, didn't have a clue who it was.
Oh, my word. So where's she got the baby pictures from? Maybe when she was Facebook stalking you to see what the ex-girlfriend looked like.
Because I took all the pictures, he never took any pictures, so it was a picture I had taken.
No.
But now as a
Okay, so do you think that she ripped it from your Facebook?
I don't know if it ripped maybe from his Facebook. Oh. I don't know. Possibly, yeah. That's the only thing I could think of.
When was the last time that you checked out how she was?
Not for a wee while. I've since grown up a little bit and found new love. So
okay,
not that interested in the ex. I do every now and again still have a wee nosy just to see what's going on, just cause.
It's trickier with animals though, isn't it? Because, you know, I get why people getting upset if they see their clothes being worn by a new boyfriend or girlfriend, but with the cats and stuff like that, it's like,
it's emotional involvement.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's touched a nerve.
But
she's taking my ex, and then she's taking my cat, and taking my cute little kitten pictures.
Okay, calm down, dear.
That's huge for me. But you know what? I like, just to play devil's advocate with this, the cat does live with your ex.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not unreasonable that the new girlfriend would move in on the cat.
No, and hopefully she's very nice to my little cat.
Oh yeah.
I think it was more so because it was a kitten picture. It wasn't a picture of the cat as is now.
Got you.
God, were you pure raging?
Pure
raging. Pure raging.
Yeah. Raging.
This topic has proper wound people up. There's a lot of angry exes about the place.
Good to speak to you, Joanne.
Thanks.
Thanks for being so honest. Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't listen to any salads on local radio. This is the original and only home of Bumbleo Wednesday.
Yeah, also, who has fajitas on a Tuesday?
Oh.
That's definitely not a thing.
Get out.
Anyway,
dirty.
Less said about that, the better.
Okay, so it's nearly a bank holiday weekend. We're halfway towards it.
Amor de compre venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
So excited for this. Hi, I'm Steve Batchel, and this is Fierce.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Can I check I've got the right number? Who am I speaking to?
His shop. Call the Glory Hall.
Fine.
On BBC Radio 1, Chris Stark is a regular co-host with which afternoon DJ?
Pass.
Scott Mills.
Pass.
Of
course.
One of our best from last week now. From the island USA with Bear Grylls. Bet you ate him, don't you? I've been wanting to ask that for ages. It's out there now.
We're all thinking it.
Anyway, the island, you don't have to answer, Steve. The island with Bear Grylls. It's all good, isn't it?
Didn't deny it.
Yes! Come on! Come on! Come here, I'm getting your nipples! Get off! Get off!
He wins!
Get off!
He wins!
Get off!
He wins! 4-0!
I've never done this before!
So excited when he won Matt's game. And the old Radio 1 website, please, Pete Tong.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:/html.
Oh, yes.
Yes, best gap in ages. Though.
Feels good, it feels good.
He says ORG like anyone else would be like OMG. ORG, I've got to read the whole thing.
Dot TV. Index.
Right, where are you?
Come on. Billy is bumbling away at work in Colville. Jake bumbling while flat out on the tractor. Emma from Pembroke. Come on. Joe in the house on his own. Come on. Oh, yes. Dave in Hull. Exactly what I needed in my chemistry revision at Hull Uni. Best gap ever. Great gap, says Will. In the teleporter. Mucking out the cows in Norfolk. Hello, farmers. Let's do this. Bambaleo. Actual bank holiday, not far away. And Radio 1's
big weekend.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yes. Ollie in his wagon.
Billy Newton bumbling his fajitas off at work in Colville.
Stop that.
I know what you've done there.
Stephen in Ipswich. Buzzing for the bank holiday is Tom. And James from Congleton bumbling his way through Buxton. Lovely. Off of water.
Is that a place? I thought
yes.
It was a fantasy place. I thought it was a made up place
no,
for the water.
No, I've been there. It's real
no
nice.
No way.
Real nice.
I just thought it was made up.
Mind blown.
Like Narnia.
Ashley in South Wales has been on.
Clap it up.
Yes.
40 of those.
And Tanya says, no, actually, I'm in a Honda Jazz. Joey from Andover. Zoe on the A14 booking her holiday for next week.
Yes.
Last minute,
last
yes.
Minute.
Get the deals. Paul in workshop. Sop. Bumbling his bonce off in the office. So many today.
Ali.
Sick gap today, boys.
I'm just
Ellie.
About to say sick gap, Ellie.
Yes. Paige in Southampton. Sean in Gloucestershire. I'm going to have to go down on the end. I can't go up. And
oh,
Steve
okay.
In Chichester. Really quite surreal seeing the pictures of Carol Kirkwood and Biffy Clyro this morning.
Yeah.
From the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. What a weird one.
Exactly what I was hoping for from this week, though.
Absolutely, yes. and I think they loved it. So it was Jack Garrett and Biffy Clyro co-hosting the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. All good. Carol Kirkwood's weather is sick for the weekend as well. Radio 1 Big Weekend in Exeter, she tweeted it earlier. Looking mostly dry, chance of a thundery shower. 20 degrees, I love some of that.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, James.
Hello.
Hi, in Bournemouth.
Yes.
BOMO.
Beautiful Bournemouth.
Mm-hmm. I've got something that's going to make you well excited.
What's this?
Even though it is a real
ball. So you're going to see Busted tonight?
Yes, can't wait.
Are you a big fan?
Yeah, before they split up.
Yeah? There's no harm in saying it.
Mm.
No, I'm a massive fan.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean, though. It's hard to be like a really massive fan of a band that you liked when you were really young. It's more like the nostalgic thing for you, is it? Is that it, James?
Yeah.
Where are they on tonight, then?
At the Bic in Bournemouth.
Oh, the Bic. I've seen all the greats there, I have.
Oh, their warm-up act is Wheatus as well, Teenage Dirtbag.
No, it's not.
It's like reverse roles.
What's going on? Retro is back on at the moment, isn't it?
That is a great Busted song. It's not a patch on Sleeping With The Lights On, of course. Which, if I'd thought about it, I would have chosen for my banger today.
Terrible song.
Are you joking me?
Like, one of their worst?
I'm genuinely not joking. I think one of the best Busted songs of all time.
I quite like Sleeping With The Lights On, too.
Yeah, it's now she's gone. Oh, what a tune. I've made a huge mistake with my banger today.
It's nearly as bad as Who's David?
Which is actually...
No one remembers that one. It's actually a good song.
I quite like Who's David as well.
Same.
They did do some good ones, though. They really did.
Oh.
Actually, Sleeping With The Lights On sounded quite good there, didn't it?
I really want to hear that now.
Anyway, James, for you today, I've got this. Cast your mind back to a cheesy disco in 2011.
That's a nice song.
Right, James, well, look, it's no Sleeping With The Lights On, but if you want, I've got this.
Hang on a second, I've got to just say that's Alexander Stan's finest work. What have you got?
This is my choice.
Oh, come on.
This is Wiley. What do you mean, come on? Wiley, Where Are My Rolex? Old school.
Good times. I've had good times to both.
Both of them are good songs.
Yes. Who do you normally choose, Chris?
Well, to be fair, I normally choose Chris,
yeah.
But lately I've been choosing Scott.
Oh.
But this one is a tough one. I like both of the songs.
It's one all at the moment.
Oh, this is a very tough one. Brings back memories with the whole Rolex.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to have to go with... Stop.
Oh, yes.
No, wrong
yes,
choice.
James.
Wrong choice.
Your big secret pop queen. Just reminds me of the girl that's always crying outside the nightclub about 2 a.m. It's Alexander Stan and Mr. Saxobeat. There is always a girl crying, though. Jake and Darby. Chris, what's going on? You're losing your touch, someone says. Chris. Oi!
What? Sorry.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
What did I just say?
Bangers was close today.
Someone said that you're losing your touch. What are you actually listening to?
I'm watching Busted Sleeping With The Lights on YouTube.
Well, that's... disrespecting my banger there. Actually,
I am disrespecting
my banger. We need to have a new rule that we're not allowed to do anything, all of us, but listen to the banger. We're allowed to watch our selection that we chose on YouTube. We will have to just turn it up in the studio, like everyone else will be, and respect the banger, whichever one gets chosen.
That's fair enough, actually, because it is quite offensive if you choose a song that gets selected and then I watch you walk off.
I know.
You should have to sit there and take it.
Yeah, you should. And also, you should be able to be ready to go on air and listen to the questions.
And that goes for everyone listening as well.
Yes.
Everyone just sit there and take it.
Just take it. Whichever one it is. Even if you didn't want to hear Mr. Saxobeat, take it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend. Exeter.
What you got?
Can't believe it's nearly here again. Radio 1's big weekend.
I am thirsty for it, Scott.
I am thirsty. So is Exeter. So is Devon. All of Devon. A lot of people are spotting the Radio 1 trucks rolling into the West Country today, into the Southwest. Getting lots of tweets and texts about it. This weekend, Radio 1 presents over 75 bands, acts and DJs on Saturday and Sunday. And you know what? It's really kind of easy to forget amongst all the massive names on the main stage like Coldplay and Mumford & Sons and Nick Jonas and Meghan Trainor and Bastille. It's really easy to forget that we've got like huge new acts as well, like Fetty Wap's going to be there, Stormzy, Jack Garrett, Alessia Cara, Skepta. Years and years, you know, like so many people. Like, I think because there's so much on, sometimes you forget that actually one of your favourite artists is going to be on because the lineup's so huge.
No, I agree. And also then you've got BBC Music introducing stage as well, where, you know what, no doubt these are going to be the headliners of the future.
Yeah.
And you get to see them and hear them in such a small environment comparably to the, you know, massive main stage that's there.
There are loads of people that started off on that BBC introducing stage that now play main stage. You just kind of go through the ranks.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm really excited for Coldplay, just because everything that comes with Coldplay, when they move into town, it's the production of it. Do you remember in Glasgow, big weekend in Glasgow, they had these massive cranes and it was like these little helicopter lights that sort of came off them.
Yeah.
It was absurd and it was so massive. It's going to be brilliant.
They spend all the monies on that.
Absolutely.
And it's all from Chris Martin's bank account.
Yes.
But they always bring something special. They always bring a show, massive production, you're right. And they're going to do something. They're going to pull something out of the bag. You know it at the weekend.
Totally.
Make sure you listen to Radio 1 to hear all the live music and to keep across what's happening backstage. Just keep Radio 1 on all weekend. You'll hear it all. It all starts with Matt Edmondson and Clara Amfo. Saturday morning from 10 o'clock. It's nearly time for Exeter.
BBC Radio 1's big weekend, Exeter.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So very excited for big weekend, but someone... Oh, there's always a dampener, isn't there? There was a fun sponge.
Well, who's been on?
Don't get overexcited about the weather looking all right for Exeter. Although the Met Office is actually here... They sometimes get it wrong. Well, can't they just look out the window if it's in Exeter and see what's going on?
Yeah, also, just chill. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's be positive about this.
Don't weigh on my fun. Is that one?
Kind of.
Okay, so Biffy Clyro is our track of the day. They were doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Jack Garrett and Grimmy this morning. So they picked the songs. They invaded Carol Kirkwood studio downstairs. They gave the listeners some rock reminders on the guitar, which was good. And did you hear Jack Garrett perform Devon-related news and facts?
Yes, the local news this week has been strong.
It's been really strong. Jack Garrett singing it was particularly good. Have a listen to this.
Have you ever had the feeling you want to get away, take a holiday? Maybe you should take a trip to Devon.
Could use this for their tourist board.
They will.
It's not the best or even the second best place to stay and take a holiday. But it's the third best destination in the UK, that's Devon. And finally, my Scotland through the hills of beautiful Devon. We'll soon have new homes after 300 nests were installed. As a beautiful gift from the National Dormouse Organization has made the nest to provide a safe and sheltered space for all. So have you ever had the feeling you want to get away and take a holiday? Maybe you should take a trip to Devon. Maybe you should take a trip to Devon.
I'll do the voiceover on the end for the ad.
You should take a trip to Devon.
Here we go.
Devon.
Maybe you should take a trip.
Nice.
Okay.
The other option is after that we can do the voiceover, or we can put in Clara crying as if it had just been a really good life lounge.
Yeah. What a talent that man is.
I was kind of emotional. That would make an awesome first dance.
Wouldn't it?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes. Like, that's the best end to a song ever.
So good.
That's Biffy Clyro, Animal Style, on BBC Radio 1. They need to get that on the set list. I hope that's on at Big Weekend.
It definitely will be. We'll all be going Animal Style, of course.
That's right. And enough people will know it by then to all be doing the noises at the end.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, that. I can't even go
you
that
do
high
it.
Right
go
now.
Oh, no.
Can't get up there, mate. What's happened to my voice?
What's going on with that? We haven't really discussed that. Okay?
I'm fine. It's just that every time I get a little bit of a cold, or maybe a little bit run down, I can't speak any higher than this.
You're going to have to go on voice rest. In fact, let's start that from now. Between one and four, talkie-talkie, away from those times, voice rest.
Okay. Can you make me a badge?
Yeah, do that now.
Do you remember? I can't remember who it was, but it was...
Marcus Collins.
Wow, that dates it. When he came into Radio 1 for an interview... Because he was down to the final two on X Factor, it was between him and Little Mix. He had a massive badge on saying, shh, I'm on voice rest, when he came in to do an interview for Radio 1. That didn't go down well with the presenters.
So 4 p.m.
Absolutely till, rinsed all day.
4 p.m. till following 1 p.m. voice rest.
Actual badge, please.
I'm just making it out of paper.
Could you laminate it for me?
Yeah,
Thank you.
I'll do all that in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
DNCE, Cake by the Ocean. Alice Levine's here. Hi, Han.
Hi. How are you, Huns?
I'm good. Are you enjoying my new deep voice?
It's very gravelly.
It's possibly only for about 2 days, so enjoy it while it lasts.
When you hear it on the podcast, it really reverberates in your headphones.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine if you turned up the bass, turned up the treble in your car as well. That would be good.
You don't strike me as someone that's got subs in their car, Alice.
That's where you'd be wrong.
Oh, really?
I don't even drive, but I do have subs in my car, whatever subs
okay,
are.
If you're listening in your car right now, hi. But that was well good.
Horrible and breathy.
I think what strikes me is how your voice changes throughout the show. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like you're putting on a bit more of a gravelly voice now for effect.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think you're kind of embracing it.
Milking it.
I'm just trying to speak in low register because if I go up here, I can't do it.
Oh, sure.
It's like puberty all over again. I'm really enjoying it.
Can't hit the highs.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
A supermarket has launched a healing ice cream to help you feel better after a night out.
Surely that's just ice cream.
Yeah.
You mean with restorative properties?
Possibly, yes. Maybe some vitamins. I find ice cream is good after a night out anyway.
Really good.
Because cold,
the texture of it, easy to eat for someone like you as well, Scott, isn't it, after
what do you
a
mean
night
someone
out?
Like me?
Well, no, I just mean I tend to
what,
find...
someone
if
with
we,
a mouth?
If we
Can
have,
you not eat solids? What's going on?
No, he can't.
If what do you mean?
If we go on a night out and we get a kebab, which sometimes we do, I know Scott would like to admit that that doesn't happen, but sometimes we do.
Occasionally.
And Scott will get it all over his face, it'll be all over the place. At least with the ice cream, either I can feed him with a spoon... And it's just not, you know, it's nice and clean. It's an easy way of doing it. Or if he feeds himself, weirdly,
if
I find
he
that...
feeds himself, why isn't he feeding himself?
He's talking about, no, but you're talking about on the night out. This is next day.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not going to go straight from the club to an ice cream parlour with you.
Would you? No? Because I genuinely think that's brilliant. I don't do that very often, think of ice cream after a night out. It's such a good idea. Such a better idea.
They won't be open.
We'll talk at a later date about why Chris is mashing your food on a night out and feeding it to you. But
yeah. It hasn't happened that often, to be fair. I mean, we could always just pop into the garage and get a fab.
Yeah.
Nobbly bobbly.
Yes. So is the ice cream that does make you feel better after, or maybe you're a little bit delicate after a night out?
Well, they say after a night out, you're supposed to kind of replace the salts that you've lost, like with a bacon sandwich or something, and rehydrate, obviously. So maybe it's got stuff in it that does all that.
I think it's more after a night out, you just want anything that makes you feel a bit better. And so you just go for things that you like, you know, to try to cheer yourself up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really what it's from. So actually, I think ice cream would do that. So I'm going to say real.
Well, yeah, it kind of has all those properties anyway. So, yeah, they might have just remarketed it. So I'm going to say real also.
That one is real.
Yes.
So it's the Hang In There ice cream. The first ice cream bar marketed specifically to target the after effects of a night out. It's a grapefruit flavored lollipop containing oriental raisin tree fruit juice.
Oh, no, no.
What's wrong
no.
with that, please?
Grapefruit ice cream. That's going to be a bit sharp, isn't it, Alice? You know your food.
Rack off. Yeah, very tart.
Rack off. And next,
BBC Radio 1's Matt Edmondson is a distant relative of the Earl of Devon, and so, by law, can fly his own flag at Powderham Castle this weekend.
He does look like he's related to an earl.
Now you mention it, he does have earl face, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, everyone now, Woogle and Earl, and it'll be the same as Matt Edmondson, or very similar.
You can imagine an oil painting of Matt hanging in a great hall.
Mm. Totally, with a sort of Napoleon-like outfit.
Mm. And curly hair.
Yeah, very, very curly, loose hair.
Yes, I think we're all picturing the same thing here. So
looking quite miserable in the photo.
Yeah, and pallid. You know, like kind of, you know how royals in the past were a bit sickly?
Mm. I've just had to look, sorry, hang on.
What are you looking up?
Just at any earl. Oh, yes. So similar.
Oh, that one there, look.
To help myself out a little bit, I'm actually looking at pictures of previous Earls of Devon to see if there's a sort of resemblance.
There's one that is bang on the money.
Yes. Oh, my word. This one here is Matt Edmondson.
That forehead is absolutely right.
So do we think that Matt can actually fly his own flag at Powderham Castle, the home of Radio 1's Big Weekend in Exeter, this weekend?
OMG, this guy, who's this one?
It's like a modern-day photo of Matt, that one, apart from the ruff.
Earl of Devon here. The
apart
first
from the pants, actually, the pants
right,
are quite
the first fun. Earl of Devon, I'm going to put a picture up on my Twitter, because, honestly, if Matt Edmondson was ginger, he would be this guy.
But what about the pantaloons, Chris?
Very similar to something I've seen Matt wear.
I don't know about that.
Are your eyes drawn to this?
I can't take my eyes off it.
I'm saying that Matt is definite royalty.
He's the kind of person that if he had the right to fly his flag, he would absolutely use it. Like, he would never turn down that right. So if he has got the right, he will have packed a flag.
Edmondson will definitely pack a flag, though, won't
he? What, this weekend?
It's the kind of thing he would do. He's such a flag packer.
Yeah, he is a flag packer, actually, if ever I saw one.
Or at least the distant relative of a flag packer.
Yeah, you can just imagine him scaling up the castle there to put his flag up.
Yeah.
It's actually quite a good idea.
So what are we saying then, lads, real or no real?
Well, I can't remember. Sorry, Alice. I can't remember what the original real or no real was. Is Matt Edmondson the Earl of Devon?
No, he's a distant relative of the Earl of Devon and can fly his own flag, cos flagpacker.
Right. I think he is a distant relative. He's just got that look about him, that sort of early look.
So you're saying real?
So I'm going to go real.
Early look. Alice?
Yeah, he does kind of have a regal look, but I'm just not sure. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, lovely.
No, unfortunately, Matt has absolutely no lineage to the Earl of Devon or anyone in Devon. He's from Portsmouth, which I didn't know before, and that changes things for me.
I think he keeps that quiet.
Right. I'm from Southampton, and there's beef. There isn't any beef. I haven't got any beef, but some people have.
Sometimes you get beef for saying you're from Southampton.
I do, from people in Pompey. After intense negotiation with the Lord, Radio 1 will have the privilege, though, of flying a flag at Powderham Castle this weekend. And Matt has been the chosen one to fly it.
Oh, come off it. No way. Why have they chosen him to do that?
Because...
how's he won that?
Well,
he probably rang the Lord himself, the flag packer.
Oh, right.
He's lightweight, so he can get up there very easily.
Why has Edmondson been chosen to raise the flag?
Don't be a grouch about it.
I don't know.
What, his flag?
There's a Radio 1 flag atop the Powderham Castle.
Don't be a sore loser. You'll do it next time.
Matt's flying it. Now, just checking, are we all enjoying today's Real or No Real?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a great time. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Got one more for you.
Oh,
ready?
Lovely. I've got a bone to pick with you. If this is about salmon and avocado, I'm going to really have a huff.
Oh, hang on. We talked about this earlier in the week. Yeah. What was it?
Yeah, I know this one. Apparently, and this is real, well, it was on Real or No Real, as a reel, so it must be real.
Yes.
Apparently, you bring your own salmon and avocado along to the breakfast buffet at the hotel we stayed
Nothing
in.
Nothing wrong with it, just supplementing what's already provided.
Well, so hang on, you carrying around salmon that you bought from London?
Not like a side of salmon, it's not like a whole salmon, just some, you know, bits.
Yeah, but mate, what we're talking about is you going to the breakfast buffet, right, of which there's loads of food on there.
Mm.
Putting that on your plate and then whipping out your own salmon to add to it.
And then an avocado. Mashed an avocado.
That's so weird.
It's not.
Just what's wrong with the breakfast that's there?
I enjoyed it. I just enhanced what was on offer.
Alice, hotel breakfasts are mad. There's fruit, cereal. Some of them let you do toast in a machine, sort of self-service. Sausages, eggs.
Yeah.
I actually had some Bubble and Squeak as well that was on there. Hello.
All right, but I just didn't know what was going to be on offer.
But what I mean is the choices are mad on breakfast and it's still not good enough.
I've had a lot of abuse about this after you made such a big thing of it.
It's mad. I'd be embarrassed to sit with you.
Oh.
No, I would.
Oh, well, this
it
is
looks
gonna
so disrespectful to the hotel's breakfast.
They this loved is
gonna
it.
You whip out your salmon. I mean, what would it's the kind of thing that would make the local paper.
It probably has.
It's really embarrassing.
Well, this is going to be a fun weekend, isn't it, guys?
Let's move on.
Are you going to bring an avocado again?
No. I might bring hot sauce.
Oh, no, that's different. But
oh, right, condiments are fine. Actually, on that other episode, you said bring in Liam Perrins.
No, I said I saw a DJ once do that. Hot sauce is all good. I just think it's a bit weird when you start whipping out smoked salmon, avocados and caviar and stuff
maybe
like that.
Maybe a papaya.
I don't know what that is, but
I am definitely having breakfast with you.
Thank you.
At the weekend.
I'm definitely not. I'm distancing myself from this silly situation.
Can we all just calm down and let's do the last reel or no reel?
As long as I don't have to talk to him.
US pop star Nick Jonas is hiring a board of 15 fan ambassadors to help him build brand Nick Jonas.
Mm. What, so is this like a committee of people that decides what he does?
Well, it must be a load of... Basically, he wants to know what the fans want so he knows how best to serve them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So he gets 15 fans together and they...
Like market research.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you and what don't you like about Nick Jonas? Nick Jonas sits in a room and listens to 15 people.
Right. What do you like? What don't you like?
And you
well,
sit
what
there.
Do we like about? Let's pretend we're the ambassadors. What do we like about Nick Jonas?
I like it when he does his levels.
Yeah.
That's quite good.
Anything you're not keen on? Writing this down.
Gets his chest out quite a lot.
Okay.
It's not appropriate for all occasions, so maybe just limit that.
So you're saying more levels, less chest?
Yeah. For me, yeah.
I think he comes across a touch smug sometimes.
Smug? Okay. I can't wait to interview him at the weekend after this chat.
Oh.
I've got to speak to him.
I think for the
He's
brand.
There in Exeter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe I'll stop there then.
What do you like about
but
him?
Then this is pointless because you're not going to say any of the negatives to him, are you? I know you. You wouldn't do that.
He's probably in the UK. No, in fact, he is in the UK right now and could be listening to this. You've just called him smug.
I said he comes across a touch smug at times.
If we're talking about building the brand, I've always thought, just Nick, drop the Jonas.
Okay. Think it's holding him back?
Yeah.
Actually, I say go slightly different to that. Similar idea, but slightly different. Drop the Nick. Too many famous Nicks about.
Yeah, but there's more than one Jonas.
Yeah, but if you get known as the Jonas, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
well...
Just Jonas, it sort of drowns out the other ones, doesn't it?
Well, the other two will have something to say about that, though.
NJ.
NJ, yeah. Okay.
That kind of works.
All right, well, I'll present all this to him at the weekend. Is he hiring 15 fan ambassadors to help him build brand Jonas, real or no real?
We've just done it with three of us. So, I mean, you gave a bit of input. Mm. So I say there's no point because we could do that exact job. So I'm going to say no real.
If he's hiring, he should be hiring us. So I think this is real.
That one is real.
Oh, my.
Absolutely true. Nick Jonas said on Instagram, I want to have a deeper connection with my fans, so I'm going to create a board of 15 fan ambassadors. These people will be my team leaders that I will meet with a few times a year.
What?
So we can build this thing together. Oh, it's going to be like one of them work sessions you all have to do, you don't want to do. Do you trust me? Fall back.
Three interesting facts about yourself.
Yeah.
Like all the icebreakers.
Let's go around the room. It's going to be in some conference centre in Crawley, isn't it?
But they'll get to meet him several times a year. Does he have to have the cross-section? So will he have, like, older ladies, like, young men?
Just a good cross-section of Jonas fans there.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
It's a draw. I got 20, Alice got 20.
Yeah. I will see you at the breakfast table in Exeter.
Honey, don't worry about it. And Chris, I'll see you whenever. The Scott
Mills Daily. I'm now on voice rest until 1 p.m. tomorrow on BBC Radio 1. See you then.